When the aspen tree in Russell Sharon's yard snapped in a windstorm last spring, he removed everything but 4 feet of stump. Now, under Sharon's electric saw, the stump becomes a slender figure standing upright, hands turned out as if to bless. When someone mentions chainsaw art, this probably doesn't pop to mind.
A couple people have stopped by and they say, you ever think of doing like an Indian chief? You ever think of doing a bear? That sort of thing, you know. And I said, no, I've never thought of it.
Standing around Sharon's place are other limber-looking tree people, a 40-foot freestone wall, and a conical rock pile like a shrine or stupa. Sharon himself has the windburned face and work-blunted hands of a farmer, belying his thin, loose-fitting shirt and his New York loft diction. Like his strange, compelling sculpture garden, he is both alien and rustic.
I always admired the artwork of the farmer, like putting in the fence posts. I used to think it was so beautiful, the rock piles. It was so beautiful, the hay bales, when they pile the hay. It's like a beautiful sculpture.
Sharon describes his childhood as a joyful, intimate world guarded by his parents, who still live on the home farm just up the road, and spiced with a nearly permanent house full of cousins, all of whom expected to become farmers or farmers' wives. In his teens, though, those expectations became oppressive. Sharon discovered he didn't want to be a farmer. In fact, he wanted to be Andy Warhol.
I rejected everything. I became a communist and an atheist, and everything that was against my parents and against the community. And I would send away for all this subversive literature, and it would come in the mail, and my parents would freak out. And I know they were horrified.
At 18, Sharon went to Bemidji for college, was dissatisfied with the school's unrebellious nature, and bolted to Mexico City. He studied Aztec ruins, lived precariously, and after 3 years moved to New York, where he made paintings and sculptures and sold them cheaply to whomever would buy. One buyer was a gallery owner named Hal Brom.
The work was joyful and colorful and rich and happy all at once.
Hal Brom has been selling Sharon's work since the early 80s. In that time, Sharon has exhibited in Spain, Argentina, Italy. His sculptures have been compared to Rodin's, and his prices have climbed to a place barely visible from Randall, Minnesota. Brom says Sharon's art sells fast and easy, and not just because of his reputation.
When you go out to buy a loaf of bread, don't you usually buy what you like to eat? Of course you do. Well, the same holds true for a work of art. If a painting speaks to you, if a drawing turns you on, if a piece of sculpture absolutely knocks you over and when you wake up the next day you're still thinking about it, that means you like it, and that means it's okay to buy it.
We don't really know that much about his reputation away from Randall.
Artie Ekblad is one of Sharon's childhood houseful. Asked whether her cousin Russ ever seemed gifted or unusual, she says not at all. They were like clones of each other, these kids. They all picked rock, all went to church, all played a faintly insubordinate game called hubcaps.
You would get a hubcap, and in those days, you know, hubcaps were valuable. So if you found a very valuable hubcap, then you would tie a string onto it, or twine, and then you would go out at night and put it on the road and hide in the weeds, and then when someone came to collect it, you would just pull it off the road. And that did get us into trouble.
Ekblad says her cousin's early defection from the family was painful, but he never lost touch entirely. He sent word home from his showings abroad, and summers he returned to Randall to paint and sculpt. His family welcomed him back, but he was still regarded locally as a kind of oddball, a guy who piled up rocks in his yard, who set colorful banners afloat in his field with no apparent reason, the guy who didn't work a regular job. Then this summer, a developer proposed building a massive hog feedlot a quarter mile away. Sharon learned he was good at politics and that he liked his neighbors.
I am famous here as a hog warrior. This is something that I would not have chosen to do, but having done it, actually I'm grateful that it happened, because now I really know my neighbor. I know a lot of people in the community, and they know me, and you know, we have a whole new level of understanding.
Sharon hopes to see some of his neighbors at the first exhibition he's held at the farm. Taking a break from the tree figure out front, He's now horsing around with some big rocks, choosing which to stack into columns. Each column is held upright not by mortar, but by a trio of posts. This is a new idea of Sharon's. He's still trying to name it.
They stand up very straight and gracefully. It's so stony. They look like Puritans, don't they? You think Puritan is a good idea?
Artist Russell Sharon. His exhibition will run the first 2 weekends of October at his farm just outside Randall. His work is also showing at the White Oak Gallery in Edina through October 15th. Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.